Good morning. I'm Darren Lashelle, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti, and welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. Our guest this morning is Attila Nagy from the Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County. And Attila, you guys have a wonderful event coming up this weekend. It's called Get Up, Stand Up, Building a Beloved Community Together, and it's celebrating the birthday of Martin Luther King.
That's right. And the Peace and Justice Center is co-sponsor, but I'm also with the Martin Luther King Jr. Committee that puts on this event every year, and it's been going on for, I think, 35 years. I've been doing it for about 26 myself.
That's a legacy unto itself.
Yeah, not quite as steep as Martin.
So during this event, it's going to be Sunday, January 14th, starting at 6:30 p.m.
That's right.
You have a slate of great performers. Tell us about some of the folks who are going to be there.
Well, there are performances. Jacqueline Lawrence will do a piece. I'm not actually sure exactly what it will be, but it's always very engaging.
Mm-hmm.
She writes pieces and gets into character. Also, James Coffey, who is the son of the former pastor of the Community Baptist Church, will bring his band, None But the Righteous, and R&B, jazz-influenced music, and we'll do a finale at the end with Get Up, Stand Up, that several other singers, including myself, will join and sing the song Get Up, Stand Up by Bob Marley and Peter Tosh.
That sounds great. Any audience participation on that?
We want everybody to sing, because we want everybody to stand up and not only just do it that night, but go out and do the legacy of Martin Luther King, because to honor him is to do his work.
Right. I mean, this event really is a catalyst for people to think and then put these values into their lives out in the world, right?
Exactly. And these days, there's a lot to think about, a lot to do.
A lot to do and a lot to think about. And there's a new generation coming up that we to inspire. And you guys are doing that with your youth oratories, right?
Exactly. And the schools, there are contests in the schools, and then they have a runoff, and the winners of the schools come and they're judged by a panel the week before, which was last Sunday. And two of the students, I mean, people should come just to hear them, because we need to listen to the youth.
Right.
And they are very eloquent and very heartfelt, and we'll learn from them.
Absolutely. And then the younger ones are doing an art contest?
Yeah, elementary schools, there's art contests in the schools, and then there will be awards given to a formal award giving at the event there.
That sounds great. So the awards will be a part of this, and music.
Yes.
And oratory. I mean, this sounds like a lot of great material up on stage for people
to it's
get.
Mainly it's about the community coming together. It's a family event. A lot of children come. Actually, I wanted to mention there's a separate children's program between the ages 5 and 10 in a separate room, and they're going to do some Zumba and some other things that they do in there.
Right.
And they come out at the end of the program and come up on the stage. And then we honor the youth, too.
And become a part of the program.
Exactly.
That is great. So, I mean, this really is a community-friendly event. I mean, that's what it's geared towards. But
that's
also a family-friendly event.
Exactly.
Sounds terrific. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it, and I think everybody should attend. And remember, the location is at Santa Rosa High School Performing Arts Auditorium, and that's at 1235 Mendocino Avenue, of course. And tell us a little bit about the parking.
Well, parking is on Ridgeway around the corner from the auditorium, and there'll be guidance there.
Okay, remember that is the Get Up, Stand Up, Building a Beloved Community Together, celebrating the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. The date is Sunday, January 14th, starting at 6:30 and running to about 8:30, but maybe a little bit later, depending on how things go.
Well, after the program, there's cake and fellowship in the hallway, and there are organizational tabling there as well. A lot of information. People can connect and keep on working.
Great. That sounds wonderful. And for contact information for this free event, there's a phone number. It's 707-795-1044. Attila, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
And again, I'm Darren Lashelle filling in for Roland Giacopetti. Thanks for listening to Sonoma Spotlight, and have a great day.